We're doing the book of Zechariah. We're up to what's called the 9th chapter, the 15th pasuk, and we'll dedicate our learning this morning to Gittel Rivka Bat Chaya Risa. Hashem should send her a speedy recovery, and our learning should be in her merit. The Navi had been describing how there's going to be a war, and Hashem is going to stand by Am Yisrael. The time will come when we will have a massive war, and Hashem says, and at that time you will see that I'm standing at your side and I'm helping you fight the battle. And the Navi continues and says, Adonai Tzivaot Yagena Lehem, Hashem, who is master of all armies, he will protect his people. Although in previous times we suffered at the hands of our enemies, but no, this time Hashem says, I will stand by them. V'achilu v'chavishu avnei kela v'shatu hamu kemo yain. Hashem says, you have avnei kela, you have these ballistic missiles that are sent your way, and you will take them and you will use them, you will utilize them, you will eat them, you will drink them. The Navi describes how the nations will gather to destroy us, and we will utilize their weapons for our own benefits. The Navi over here is playing the following metaphor, that the nations are referred to as stones, that are ballistic stones. They used to have stone throwers, and that's called avnei kela, the stones that they put in a catapult and shoot at the enemy. So Hashem says, ve'achilu, they will consume the enemy, ve'chavishu, and they will conquer the enemy. Avnei kela, the enemy that's described as the stone from a catapult, ve'shatu hamu kamo yain, and they will rejoice like people who are at a bar drinking wine. Now, you'll notice the enemy is described as Avnei Kela, and in the next Pasuk, the people of Israel are described as Avnei Nezer, the stones of a crown, the jewels. Umale'u kamizrak kezaviot mizbeach. And they will fill their cups, and things will be filled just like in the temple. They had mizrakim, they had vessels filled with blood. So too, they will, so to speak, fill vessels with the blood of the enemy. This is metaphorically speaking. It means they will destroy them. Kezaviyot mizbech, just like the corners of the altar, which were dripping with blood when they bring sacrifices. By the same token, at this war, we will be tremendously victorious and the enemy will be dripping with blood. Ve'hoshiyam Adonai Eloheim b'yom ha'u k'tzon amom. Hashem will save them on that day, just as Hashem saved His sheep, His people, when He took them out of Mitzrayim. Ki avnei nezer mitnosisot al admato. So here the question is, what does the Navi mean? The simple reading is, because just like stones of a crown, so too they are mitnosisot, they are uplifted like a nes, like a flag, like a banner, al admato, on Hashem's land. So they will be uplifted, everyone will see, look at how successful they are in their land. So that's the simple reading. Chazal tell us that it's talking about the Chashmonaim. Who are the kingdom that had the precious stones? Ordinarily, the king was from the Judean family, and the priests were from the Kohanim, from the Levites. But no, this is a reference, according to some commentaries, this is a reference to the victory of Hanukkah, where Kavishu Avnei Kela, they will conquer those that use catapults, which was the hallmark of the Greek Empire, that they used catapults and they used bows and arrows. And Hashem says they will conquer them, and then they will be Avnei Nezer Mitnosesot Al Admato. They will be stones of the crown jewels, which is a way of describing the Kohanim, and they will have miracles on Hashem's land, which is a reference to Chanukah. So one understanding of this pasuk is that it is a reference to the victory of the Chashmonaim over the Greeks. Kimatuvo uma yofyo, how great is the good that that generation will receive. How great is the beauty that that generation will receive. Dagan bachurim vitirosh yinovev betulot. They will have the grain that gives strength to the young men. They'll have a lot of grain, and so the young men will have good bread. Vitirosh yinovev betulot. And they will also have the wine that drips from grapes. And yinovev. Yinovev here has different interpretations among the commentaries. One understanding is Yinovev is a reference to Yanuv. Yanuv means to give bounty, to give fruit. And Betulot, which ordinarily means virgins, over here could mean virgin ground. That the virgin ground will give forth its fruit that will drip wine. Vitirosh Yinovev Betulot. Virgin ground will give forth fruit that will drip wine. The other understanding is vitirosh, and they'll have plenty of wine, which will yinovev, which will seduce the virgins to song. So it's not talking about seductive in a promiscuous fashion, it's talking about arousing them to sing. So they'll have so much wine that even they who are ordinarily modest will be drawn to sing. Vitirosh, and wine, Yinovev betulot, will cause them to come out in song. So this is a description of a time of success, a time of victory. And one understanding is this is talking about the period of the Hasmonean kingdom. And one understanding is it's talking about the final victory that's yet to come. Sha'alu me Adonai matau beit malkosh Adonai osech hazizim. Hashem says, ask Hashem for rain. If you've hit the late season of rain, the time of Malkosh, and you don't have rain, so Hashem says, ask me for rain, for I am Osech Hazizim. I am the one who makes the clouds that carry rain. So Hashem says, ask me, talk to me. If you've hit the point where you're at the last season for rain and you don't have it, talk to me. Umtargeshem yitein lahem leish esev basadeh. Hashem says, and then I will give you rain, and each person will have growth in his field. And it's as though Hashem says, you want to know that I'm looking over you? Ask me for rain. And this is a recurring theme in Tanakh, that rain is something that's unpredictable, especially in the land of Israel. You could have such a cloudy day and all the rain goes out to Damascus. You could have a day when you don't see clouds in the morning and suddenly there's a downpour and you have rain. Rain is unpredictable. You can't know exactly when it's going to rain here. Sometimes they tell you you're going to have a rainy day and you have clouds, you don't have rain. Sometimes they tell you it's not going to rain, then you do have rain. We have such a small country, it's hard to predict exactly when we're going to have rain. And that's why in Job, this is a recurring theme, that this is where you could see God's hand. And the Navi also says, you want to see I'm looking over you? So talk to me. You need rain? Watch, ask, and I'll give you rain. Ki atrafim diberu aven, v'akosimim chazu sheker. Okay, what are the terafim? So the terafim are idols that were made in human form. And according to some commentaries, there was some way that they could get them to talk, these terafim. According to some midrashim, there was some kind of incantation you could make. The Medrash Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer explains that the way they made terafim is they take a firstborn son, they'd slaughter him, the human being, they'd kill him, and then they'd salt the skull, and then there was a way with some kind of using some kind of forces that are out there that they could get this skull to talk afterwards. And then they could ask them things and the skull would answer. And it was a form of idol worship. This is what Lavan had in his house. The Navi tells us, HaTerafim Dibiru Aven, but you should know they lie. When people try to access these forces, they could get the skull to talk, but they're not going to get an accurate truth from them. Vakosamim and the different sorcerers, Chazusheke, what they see is also fools. It's not accurate. We say, what's the difference between Hashem's prophet and a soothsayer? The soothsayer also gets it right part of the time. That's exactly it. He's not going to get it right 100% of the time, and he's not going to be 100% accurate. So the Navi says, talk to me. You want rain? I'll give you rain. You want to see I'm looking over you? Talk to me. I'll take care of you. Because the different ways of accessing the future are inaccurate. They can't guarantee you you'll get what you want, and they can't give you accurate recordings of what's to be. Ki aterafim tibiru haven. Vakosamim chazu sheker. The magicians, what they see is false. V'chalomot hashav yedaberu hevel yinach emun. And dreams also speak fallacious messages. Hevel yinach emun. And if you let your dreams comfort you that everything's going to be okay, you should know that's vain. It's not real. Al kein nasu chimotzon ya'anu ki ein ro'eh. And the reason the people have been exiled, the reason they've become like sheep that have no shepherd, is because they have gone after these false soothsayers, magicians. They didn't have any real leader. They just went after these sorcerers and magicians and decided that's who's going to lead them. So the Navi says, because they've gone after these false ways of accessing the future, and then these people, they got their paycheck, and they'd say, oh, everything's going to be okay, don't worry, nothing's going to happen. So people didn't prepare themselves for the great destruction that was imminent. Hashem says, Al haro'im chara api. Time has come to redeem my people. I turn back to those with whom I entrusted my people. I sent my people Israel into exile under the Babylonian Empire, under the Greek Empire, and they tortured them, they killed them. And so Hashem says, when the time comes to bring my children back, so then my anger goes out against these shepherds, the people who were responsible for them. And so I will take out my anger against these leaders. Because Hashem says that the time has come for me to collect my sheep, my flock, the house of Judea. And Hashem will again replace them like a horse whose valor is recognized through the war. You see how special that horse is. So too Hashem says, now I'm going to take the nations to task over what they did to my flock, and I will reinstate the glory of Israel. Mimenu fina, mimenu yated. Some of them will be the cornerstone, some of the flock will be the kings, some of them will be yated, some of them are going to be the nail that holds the tent in place, some of them are going to be the officers. Mimenu keshet milchama, and some of them are going to be the bow that goes to war. Mimenu yeitze chol noges yachdav. Hashem says, I will reinstate the strength of Israel. They will fight their battles, and then they will fight off the enemies, they will fight off the nations that come and try to re-enslave them. Ve'ayuch gevorim bosim betit chutzot b'milchama. Hashem says, and even though, if you look at the people of Israel, they're weak. And yet, when the time comes for war, suddenly you'll see them like brave warriors who trudge through tar at war, and they're not hindered by it. V'nilchamu ki Adonai imam. And even though they're not the greatest warriors, suddenly you'll see them succeeding in battle. And the reason is, says Hashem, because I am with them. And even though they are not the greatest warriors, they will shame those skilled warriors, those knights that ride on their horses. We'll pick up here, Bezat Hashem, next week.